My bill would simply say that if somebody wants to control the access to their credit, it's their data. These credit bureaus are not working. They don't own our data. It's our data. And it seems to me that if people are concerned about their data privacy, if they're concerned about somebody trying to steal their identity, they shouldn't have questions. They shouldn't be charged by these credit bureaus in order to freeze their credit. A number of states don't charge anything for it. Minnesota doesn't, if you can show that you've been hacked or if you've had a problem with it. But it seems to me nobody should have to pay for the privilege of protecting their credit.
So even if there isn't a police report or investigation underway, you're saying that consumers should not have to pay those fees?
Right, and this is this holds in a number of other states. South Carolina, I think North Carolina, a number of states have said you can't charge the fees. These credit bureaus, again, we're not their customers. We're not paying them money to do something. They don't owe us anything. They just take our data, which they have access to, and they share it with other people. And somebody who is afraid that they've been hacked, and in the one case that risk here, Equifax, one of those agencies was so careless with the data that they got hacked, and now basically hundreds of millions of people are at risk for their identity, for their new accounts being used to rip them off and everything else. And it seems to me the last thing you want is a barrier to them going out there and saying, look, I want to protect my credit from potential scam artists and others. I don't have to wait until I've been shown. If I'm not going out to get new credit checks for new loans or anything like that, I should be able to freeze my credit when I need to. And these agencies have our data. They shouldn't be able to charge us for controlling our own data.
This is legislation or bill that you plan to introduce at the start of the next session. Is that right, Senator?
That's correct. Yeah. We're going to introduce it in February, the first day of the session.
Okay. And do you have any? Have you had any conversation with any of the applicable committee chairs on this? Do you expect hearings?
I have not yet. I think there's a lot of bipartisan interest in this. I think they recognize that somebody's data shouldn't. We have to help people protect themselves from scam artists and frauds and so on. And these businesses, especially like Equifax and so on, since they have such detailed personal financial records on virtually everybody, they have a higher obligation both to protect it, which they haven't done here, and also to let us have ability to freeze it so scam artists and others can't take advantage of us.
Seems like there was a proposal unveiled. Maybe it was in the other chamber back a little while ago, I think, to do a similar thing. I think in the House, but I don't exactly remember who
it was. There hasn't been any credit freeze proposals out there that I've seen. No legislation's been drafted or anything on that other than this one.
Okay, this is the first one. I must be confusing it with something else. Yeah, I'm sorry.
But I think it is important. This isn't the only thing we ought to be doing, but for consumer protection, I think it's important to recognize, even if you haven't had a security breach yet, we're all going to have it sooner or later, and we want to make it as simple as possible for people to do so. It's not a high fee. It's only $5 to freeze it or to unfreeze it or to temporarily lift it, $5 each time. But when you recognize there are several credit bureaus, it seems to me that we ought to make the people be in control of their own data. These companies can hold it. They serve a useful purpose in the economy, but we're not their customers. And they have no obligations to us, so it seems to me we shouldn't be paying for that.